Welcome to today's episode of
In Case You Missed It.
Well, we started off the morning talking about a guy who stole Christmas ornaments in his pants.
Dude.
Look, if I'm a thief and I have to steal stuff by putting it down my pants, things with hooks are not going to be that thing. Yeah. Hmm. I'm just not going to do it. This guy did it in Woodinville, Washington.
I'd rather be a better thief than one that stuck stuff in my pants.
There was local shoplifting incident where an older female distracted the store clerk while a younger male stuffed Christmas ornaments down his pants.
Distract him.
Come on, man. While
I get these Christmas ornaments.
Hey, old lady, get over there and do something distracting. I'm going to get these Christmas ornaments so we can celebrate the birth of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ.
You see this snow globe? I'm going to take this for us.
I like this Garfield one. I'm taking it, putting it right down my pants.
What a goober.
I know, man. Why do you do that?
Hope he didn't steal the nutcracker.
We scared you in five words.
And now, a very spooky presentation from Jason and Tony. Scary stories in five words.
The PN says positive.
Ooh, scary. Scary stories in five words from Jason and Tony.
Tony's favorite grandpa came by.
Love him.
What in the gold dang world's going on around here? The other day, my bank told me I should start paying my bills online. What? Like on my computer? How you do that? Where you put the check? In that little hole in the back? Well, it won't fit! Back in my day, you got your electric bill in the mail, and then you didn't have enough money to pay it, so you put it off for a month. Then you got your electricity turned off, so you wrote a check, licked a stamp, put it in the mail, and they turn your heat back on. Those were the days. Now they have this Apple Pay and PayPal. Well, I don't want a pal. I got plenty of friends, and I hate them all. Now I'm going to go out and buy me some stamps and pay some bills. Screw your pal.
Larry had a question for Tony in today's Ask Tony. I get it. You have real problems. There are professionals you could talk to. Maybe your preacher.
Well, you don't want to waste his time.
There's some other great options, yet some of you choose to ask Tony.
Thank you.
Unbelievable. This comes to us from Larry.
Morning, Larry.
Larry says, Dear Tony,
mm-hmm.
I've been dating my girlfriend for 3 years. We're pretty serious.
Hey.
Marriage material.
Uh-huh.
There's one thing.
What?
The only thing we have any real disagreement about is the cat. She thinks it's fine to kiss it right on the nose repeatedly. She basically kisses it and makes these noises while doing so.
Dang.
It's like she's making out with the thing. I think it's gross. She thinks my reaction's funny. I honestly feel ill when she does this. I can't stand the thought of kissing her afterwards unless she washes up first. She thinks I'm being stupid, but I can't get over it. And she's begun to wonder why we aren't engaged yet. And while it's quite true that I don't want to deal with the wedding plans, the really big reason to me is I can't decide if this is a deal breaker or if I'm weird. So please tell me, Tony, am I overreacting or is she just being gross? Larry, here's Tony.
Larry, you're serious about this woman. Like 3 years serious. And it sounds like you'd like to marry her. But you're saying she makes chew sounds while she kisses a cat. Larry, I'm not sure if you've seen what's out there in that single field, but you've got a keeper right now, brother. Not long ago, I was with a woman who had her dead dad's ashes in a necklace around her neck. Now, have you ever tried to nibble on a neck while staring at a one-inch dead dude? So what if your sweetheart loves her cat so much? The squeaky thing would bug me most of all. But unless stray dogs drag her off, I wouldn't sweat that. Put a ring on it, Larry, and keep her. Love, Tony.
A new country lyric.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
I got a 10-point buck in the back of my truck. I always bag a deer. If you don't, then you suck.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And Tony's word of the day.
Here you go.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Ceiling fan. A ceiling fan is what you call a ceiling fan after you close your eyes. Ceiling fan.
That's Tony's word of the day. And we'll leave you with today's real good. Okay, there's a lot of police officer donut jokes to be made here, but they don't deserve any of them in this story.
Not making them here.
There's a Krispy Kreme van reported stolen in Lake City, Florida on Tuesday.
That ain't good.
Cops looked for it. They found it a few hours later about 200 miles away in Clearwater, Florida.
Oh, that's far away.
So they called the manager of the store, and the van was still loaded down with dozens of fresh donuts. And they'd have been stale by the time they got them back. Right. So the manager said, hey, keep them.
Yeah, keep them.
Which that, I'm sure that manager thought was a cop's dream, if you believe in the donut cop cliche.
Truckload of free donuts.
But instead of eating all of them, what they decided to do was hand them out to homeless people.
Wow.
Yeah, they held back a few donuts for themselves, as deservingly so, and they should.
You gotta have a donut.
But they have a daily event next to the police station where they hand out food. And they made Tuesday Donut Day.
Yay!
They had people line up behind the van, the stolen van. The cops have it. That's
Come
pretty
on,
cool.
Wipe the van out, y'all.
They gave all the donuts away to the homeless people who showed up for their normal meal. Wow. There at the police station.
Well, they got a reward, yeah. And they passed their reward to the homeless.
How cool is that? Lake City Police Department, you are real good. Thanks for listening to today's episode of...
In case you missed it.